Hello friends, welcome to We School. We are on chapter 6. Remember, in the first two chapters, we navigated the world of insurance and risk management. Then we understood the dynamics of insurance business environment of India. Then we learned details about life insurance, and followed by we understood what insurance contracts are. In this chapter, we are going to understand life insurance documentation. So what are we going to understand? We are going to understand different types of documents that are essential to evidence the existence of an insurance contract. Because when we talk of any legal contract, it can't be orally. It has to be documented, and in the same sense, insurance also needs to be documented, and we'll learn the utility of each document, because this documentation can be at various stages, at proposal stages, after the policy is issued. So this chapter will give you an understanding of life insurance documentation. Why is documentation important? Documentation is not only important for life insurance, it is also important for non-life insurance. And it ensures that proper standards and procedures and best practices are followed by the insurance company. At the same time, the insured understands what obligations he has to follow and his rights and what other things that are expected from him. And since both the parties, the insurance company as well as the insured, agree to this documentation, these documents can be enforceable by law. IRDAI has made several changes to life insurance documentation in a progressive manner, because as and when the need arises, IRDAI regulator makes timely intervention and ensures that the documentation is complete. It helps us to understand the terms very clearly. It enhances the transparency of the insurance policy as well as other collaterals that are attached with it, or the prospect or policyholder reads, and with this the prospect or policyholder can make a well-informed decision regarding the insurance he needs to buy. Understanding the purpose of each stage of documentation is essential so that both the parties are clear with the rights and obligations related with that documentation. Now let us understand what documentation is to be done at the proposal stage, because when the insurance policy is issued, the prospect has to fill the proposal form, and along with the proposal form there are various other documents that also needs to be submitted. So proposal stage documentation is very important to establish the life insurance contract. Prospect makes an offer to the insurer with the help of the proposal, and once this proposal is accepted by the insurance company, it becomes a insurance policy. So this proposal stage documentation involves gathering and preparing of essential documents required by the life insurance company for underwriting. It is very crucial for evaluating the prospective policyholders' eligibility, risk, and various other habits, financial status, morality, and various the medical conditions, and all this information that is filled becomes very crucial for evaluating the prospectors or prospects or policyholders' eligibility. Now, if we have to further break down the documentation during the proposal stage, we can easily classify them into prospectus, proposal form, know your customer, that is KYC documents, income proof, especially for high sum assured policies, age proof, photographs, agent's report, medical exemption report whenever the medical underwriting is to be done, or if it is required by the insurer, and financial underwriting documents, policy declaration and signature, nominee details, as well as over and above this, there are other supporting documents. Let us understand these documents one by one. First one, the prospectus. The prospectus is very important document which helps the prospect to get familiar with the insurance products. The IDI, protection of policyholders' interests, operations and allied matters of insurers, regulations 2024 defines a prospectus as a document. And what does it contain? It can be in physical or electronic form issued by the insurer to sell or promote the insurance product. So basically it contains the characteristics about the insurance product which the insurance company prefers to sell it to the prospect or the policyholder. Now, when we talk about the prospects, all the prospectus, all the terms and conditions of the rider or the add-on shall be mentioned in the prospectus, which gives a complete clarity about what the insurance product is. Next important document becomes the proposal form. So once the prospect reads the details about the insurance product, he then makes an offer in the proposal form. See, the proposal form can be considered as the application made by the prospect to the insurance company, and in this proposal form, the prospect has to provide all details related to him. This can be a physical form or an electronic form. When we talk about electronic form, it can be called as the e-proposal or the electronic proposal, and it carries an offer made by the applicant which requires acceptance from the insurer. Once this is accepted, an insurance company issues a policy. The applicant must disclose all material information in the proposal form which helps the insurer to assess the risk and stipulate a premium, because only on the basis of information provided by the applicant, the insurance company is able to assess the risk, and based on that, the premium is decided. All insurers are required to design their application form based on their IRDAI guidelines. IRDA has designed a standard proposal form. So this uniqueness you can see with the various insurance company. Next important document is Know Your Customer. When we talk about Know Your Customer, the basis is to establish his identity, establish his proof of address. Insurers are required to determine the true identity of the customer, and customers can include the proposer, the policyholder, the beneficiary, as well as the assignee. And along with this KYC documents, anti-money laundering law is also applicable to the insurer. So when we talk about anti-money laundering law, the insured should not make use of insurance policy for money laundering or illegal activities. Insurer should make the best effort to determine the true identity of the customer by obtaining requisite details of both new and existing customers, ensuring that policies are not brought under anonymous or fictitious name. Gone are the days when policies could have been brought on anonymous or fictitious name. After KYC norms, no one can get a policy in anonymous or fictitious name. Where a client is an individual person, insurers shall verify the individual identity along with his address as well as recent photograph. An insurance premium should not be disproportionate to the income asset. Should be brought, so this whatever premium paid should not be bought out of illegal funds. Here the anti-money laundering law comes into the picture. What happens because of KYC? It enables the insurer to assess the insured's ability to pay, overall financial health, and whether the requested sum is proportionate to the applicant's financial capacity. Insurer may obtain income proof for insurance policy, especially those for high sum amounts. So whenever the premium amount is high, the sum assured is high, in that case, insurer may obtain income proof also to verify the applicant's financial stability. And this KYC documents helps the insurer to evaluate the risk as well as understand how well the policyholder is going to make the premium payment consistently. And it may prevent individuals from obtaining excessively high coverage, because the policy has to be issued based on the financial income of the insured. It should not be access you to what the individual earns. Now, there are certain documents which are required for salaried individual as well as those who are not salaried. So, what are the documents for salaried individuals? The salary slip for last 3 months, income tax returns for last 2 to 3 years, bank statements last 6 months, Form 16, Form 26AS, an income certificate from the employer. This can vary from insurance company to insurance company. In case of self-employed individuals or business owners, income tax return becomes a very important document along with bank statements, profit and loss account, balance sheets, CA certified income statements, as well as Form 26AS. Next important document becomes the age proof. This is specifically insurance has to be issued for majors, that is persons above 18 years. If a policy is issued for a minor, then the guardian comes into the play. Insurance company accepts standard age proof documents as valid age proof. So here we have standard as well as the other forms which may be acceptable. So let's look at this. When a prospect is not able to produce standard age, then the insurer may allow non-standard. So which are the standard and which are the non-standard? Standard age proof documents include the school or college certificate, birth certificate extracted from municipal records, a passport, PAN card, service register, certificate of baptism. In case of standard age proof, some more are there, like certified extract from a family Bible if it contains the date of birth, identity card in case of defense, personal, marriage certificate issued by Roman Catholic Church, Aadhaar card, driving license, voter ID card. Now note, here again, every insurance company will have its own policy to decide which to accept and which not to accept. Non-standard age proof includes the horoscope, the ration card, an affidavit by way of self-declaration, certificate from village panchayat, senior citizen card issued by government, or even a family gynecological records. Next important document is the photograph. Photograph is very important to establish your identity, because when you come in person, the photo attached, the insurance company official verifies that you are the same person as the photo attached, and hence photographs are very useful to confirm the person's identity. Photographs are also used as a part of KYC process, and if at all there is any investigation to be done based on the photo, the insurance company can reach you. It provides a very important supporting role within the broader framework of IRDAI regulations. And when we talk about photograph, a recent photograph is essential. You just can't put a photograph taken many years before and a lot of changes are there in your face after as you grow. So a recent photograph is necessary, and the proof of address should also be your recent proof of address. For this, there is valid documents of both identity and proof of address. Your name, your address should be submitted to the insurance company along with the photograph. Next important document becomes the agent report. As we see, generally, what are the policies are issued are not direct issuance. Like nowadays, it happens through online, but traditionally, policies were issued through going with agent. So when agent is the first person who gets in touch with the proposer, his report becomes very essential. And in that case, the agent report has to be attached along with the proposal form. Agent must disclose all the material facts in the agent's report. The report should include details about the prospect's health, occupation, income, as well as the family. And since the agent provides vital information about a prospect, the agent is called as the primary underwriter, because he very clearly understands based on his experience whether the policy is going to be issued or not. So based on that, the agent first discusses, guides, and then that information is put in the proposal form as well as is a confidential report. Next important document is the medical exemption report. This may not be required for all cases, but may be required by the insurer, especially in medical underwriting. The medical examiner here examines the prospect's health whenever the proposal cannot be considered under non-medical underwriting. If the prospect is higher than the age specified, or if the prospect has revealed certain characteristics about the health in proposal, then the prospect must produce a medical exam report from medical examiner. And these medical examiners are empaneled. So you cannot go to your own doctor. You have to go through a doctor which is empaneled with the insurance company. An insurance company can also ask for a moral hazard report. And this insurance official generally meets the prospect at his residence to satisfy about the proposer's identity. And he can also make independent inquiries about the life of the assured, including the health, habits, occupation, income, social background, financial position, directly with the prospect or through his neighbors or nearby family, friends and relatives. So this information, when collected and put, it's called as the moral hazard report. Next important is the policy declaration and signature, which becomes a very, very important basis for the insurance company to consider the proposal for underwriting. The declaration page specifies insurance coverage, sum assured, premiums, terms, conditions, and other details related to the policy. The policyholder's signature confirms that he has read and understood the details, and this prevents misunderstanding and fraud and minimizes future disputes. So later, the policyholder cannot retract and say, no, I didn't know. He's supposed to know, only then he's supposed to sign. The signed declaration also acts as an agreement between the insurer and the policyholder, and thus it becomes legally binding and enforceable by law. Next important is nominee details. Nowadays, this is mandatory. A policy holder has to mention the nominee, especially when it's a death claim. The nomination details helps the issuer correctly to identify the intended receiver, understand the relationship with the insured, and easily contact the nominee after the death of the insured. In a case of no nomination, then it becomes very difficult for the insurance company as to decide to whom the proceeds after the death of the policyholder should go to. And over and above this, there can be other sort of documents required based on the type of policy and the individual's risk profile. The other supporting documents can include a proof of existing insurance policies, because as we saw, this sum assured can be based on the income. So if at all insurance company wants to know which other policies the prospect has, he may ask for those details. Then the insurance company can also ask for the medical history records, reports, discharge summaries, or records of past illness or surgeries. It can also give a lifestyle questionnaire to the prospect or the policyholder to fill about habits like smoking, alcohol consumption, partisan hazardous activities, basis of which the insurance company can establish the risk profile. Then in case of disability, it can ask for a disability certificate from a recognized medical authority. And whenever the occupation is of high risk, then it can ask for a specific document relating to the occupation of the prospect or the policyholder. Then insurance company can also ask for travel history to high risk areas, non-resident Indians documents, large outstanding loan, a statement, will or trust document to understand the estate planning scenario, marriage certificate, and even the divorce document. Documents relating specific riders for accidental death, benefits or critical illness, as well as assignment or transfer forms if the policy is to be assigned to the third party, especially when a loan is taken on the existing policy. So these are the other supporting documents which may be asked based on the type of policy, based on the requirement of additional information by the insurance company. Now we come to the policy stage documentation. Up till now, we understood what is the proposal stage documentation. Once the proposal is accepted by the insurance company, then the insurance company issues a policy. And this means a contract has been established. And it primarily revolves around the issuance of the policy document, which mentions the terms and conditions. They are largely paperwork and formalities completed after the proposal is accepted. And this stage ensures policyholder receives the policy document and understands the terms and conditions, and thereafter regular premiums has to be paid. When the insurance policy is issued, along with the proposal, the prospect has to pay the premium. And for that, the insurance company issues the first premium receipt. A fundamental requirement for making the insurance contract active is the first premium payment. And for that reason, a concrete proof that the first premium has been paid is established with the first premium receipt. It indicates the commencement of an insurance contract, and it also establishes the fact that the insurer has accepted the proposal and the insurance coverage has begun. So the policyholder should ensure that he should have on record both the policy as well as the first premium receipt. The first premium specifically mentions the name and address of the life assured, the insurance policy number, the premium amount paid, the method and frequency of premium payment, date of commencement of the risk and maturity date of policy, as well as the insurance sum assured. Now, what does the policy document mean? The policy document establishes a proof of insurance contract between the insurance company and the insured. And this document is stamped according to the Indian Stamp Act. That is why it becomes a valid document. A policy document can have various provisions, and it can also contain terms and conditions to be fulfilled by both the insurer as well as the insured. The insurer should also specify the standard exclusions, conditions when a claim arises, the grace period for premium payment, nomination, lapse, reinstatement of the policy, surrender value, paid up value, loans and assignment of the policy document, by which the policyholder is very clear with every minute details, and there can be no misunderstanding about the insurance policy. This is a new document that has been put by IRDAI. IRDAI, Protection of Policyholders' Interest, Operations and Allied Matters of Insurers Regulation 2024, introduced the Customer Information Sheet, popularly known as the CIS. Insurers must provide policy-related information in simple and easily understandable language explaining various policy benefits and terms and conditions so the policyholder can find a snapshot. So basically, this is a snapshot. Even by reading this CIS, the policy will understand the major terms relating to the policy, and this document forms a part of the policy document. So in addition to the policy document, a CIS has to be attached with it. Now, electronic policies are very, very regularly issued nowadays. Now, the board-approved policy for insurance policy should exist from the insurance company, and it must include measures to safeguard the privacy of data and information, adequacy of the systems to prevent manipulation of records and transactions, broad framework on the security of data, IT-related process, data record reconciliation amongst multiple systems, if applicable, and putting in place a continuous review and upgradation of cybersecurity safeguards. And when we talk about the data, privacy and confidentiality becomes very important. Insurers and distribution channels shall ensure that information and documents collected during the solicitation and or subsequently during all times are maintained with utmost confidentiality, privacy, and protected manner, and they should also comply with the laws related with data protection. Next important document becomes the acknowledgement of receipt. When the policyholder receives the policyholder's signature on the acknowledgement slip is essential or additional acknowledgement. And what both this does, it confirms that the policyholder has received the life insurance policy document. And this is essential for establishing the proof of the insurer's delivery of the policy. So the insurance company should also be clear that whatever document it has issued has reached. And once it is reached, it means that the policyholder has begun, because there is a free looking period within which the policyholder has to decide whether to continue the policy or not. Next is the e-mandate or standing instructions. This is specifically for remitting premium automatically. This mandate can be given to the bank, especially when the premiums are to be paid through a bank. The policy must provide a signed authorization a form containing bank details authorizing the insurer to debit premiums through ECS, NACH or direct debit. So when it is submitted to insurance company follows it through the banking channel. Next important form is the revival or alteration form. Specifically, where the policyholder is not able to pay the premiums and the policy has lapsed. So in that case, such lapsed policy can be revived with certain terms and conditions. Next important documents are communication, because there can be many communication between the insurance company as well as the policyholder. So any communication between the insurer and the policyholder relating to policy issuance, maintenance, updating, etc., including the emails, letters, and call records, should be properly stored so that in case there is any query or dispute that arises out of it, can be easily referred to. Next important documentation is servicing stage documentation. This is specifically after the issuance of policy. It involves managing the policy after it has been issued, and because of which ongoing support is actually done by the insurance company, and it handles any requests for changes like name, address, etc., etc. Insurance company may get different requests from policyholders, such as updating personal information like name, address, contact details, assigning policy, especially when the policyholder has taken a loan, transferring the policy to the bank through an assignment, and then changing nominee, updating who will receive benefits, insured can change the nomination as he wishes, and whenever the policy is lost, request for a new copy for getting a duplicate when the original is lost. Now, what is the importance of servicing stage documentation? Generally, we see a lot of marketing happens for policy issuance or solicitation of insurance business. But friends, servicing stage documentation is also very important. An insurer is expected to provide quick and efficient service by keeping accurate records, smooth communication, and building trust between the insurers and the policyholders. They are also expected to provide better service and support by quickly responding to requests like updates, transfers, changes, as well as duplicate policies. Using new technologies, insurance company can become efficient in managing the servicing stage documentation. It can have clear records, it can have less space, it can have systematic digital filing, which helps them to trace them, and which in turn results into customer satisfaction and excellence. Next important stage is surrender, loan, and policy lapse documentation. Policyholders need to provide specific documents to the insurer, such as completed and signed surrender request form and original policy and payout method. Additional documents may include an NOC from the assignee if the policy is assigned and the guardian signature if the policyholder is a minor. So different types of documentation can be required during surrender, a loan, or a policy lapse. The insured must submit a filled and signed loan application form and original policy document as collateral for loan, especially for assignment. An assignment form will also be necessary to assign the policy to the creditor. Whenever the policy lapses because the premium is not paid, in that case, the policyholder may want to revive or manage the lapse policy, and in that case, a reinstatement form and proof of payment of all overdue premiums may be necessary. This may also be required with submission of KYC and financial underwriting documents if the insurance company asks during this revival stage. Insurance company to handle all the papers related to surrender, loans, revival, etc., and they should also talk to customers clearly and maintain a strong record system. This helps them reduce errors, move faster, and make the policyholder happier. Next important documentation stage is the claim stage. Insurers need the right documents for each type of claim. It can be a death claim, it can be a rider claim, or it can be a survival claim. Whatever stage it is, the claim stage documentation clarifies the whom should the money go. In case of a death claim, the nominee or the claimant needs to fill out a claim intimation form and provide the original policy document, death certificate, ID proof of the claimant, bank account details, and other required documents to settle the claim. In case of maturity claim, the policyholder needs to provide a signed discharge form, the original policy document, and any other documents required by the insurer to settle the claim. In case of rider claims, for specific riders such as health, critical illness, or accidental riders, the claimants need a rider claim form, medical records, which includes hospital bills, diagnostic reports, doctor certificate, an incident documentation, which can be a fire, accident report, or even employer certificate. The original policy document riders must be submitted to the insurance company to verify. The insurer should keep accurate records and follow regulations to process the claims quickly and keep the policyholders happy. They are supposed to follow the tact prescribed by the IRDAI. Using digital document management, standard forms and checklists, automated claims processes with AI, machine learning, and regular staff training, insurance company can improve the processes over time. And this can enhance the operational efficiency, maintain claims, expedite claims processing, and even provide a seamless and satisfactory experience for the policyholders. And finally, we come to the regulatory and compliance documentation, which is also very important, because insurance company is supposed to submit various forms timely to the IRDAI. They need to keep important regulatory and compliance documents to avoid legal issues, financial penalties, and damage to the brands. For policy issuance, they need the KYC documents like PAN card, Aadhaar card, PAN card copy, Aadhaar card copy, proof of address, AML form, AML anti-money laundering forms to ensure no legal activities, application forms, underwriting documents, policy contract with clear terms and conditions. So this may be audited by the insurance IRDAI. Then claims management is claims form, supporting documents like death certificate, medical records, claim settlement records, and timely report to the regulatory bodies. Then financial and accounting compliance requires solvency and reserve reports. Then audit reports, tax compliance documents, similarly regulatory filings include the periodical reports to regulatory bodies such as financial statements, compliance certification, policy performance, as well as product approval documents. For customer communications, insurer must disclose the policy terms, document grievances, consent forms, and maintain transparency. Governance and risk management documentation includes the board meeting minutes, risk management policies, and employee training records on compliance as well as ethical standards. Proper documentation can help the insurance company avoid fines, build trust, speed up process, and improve efficiency and prepare for the audits. And good documentation not only keeps the insurers following rules, but it also strengthens the reputation by providing a reliable and smooth customer experience. Now, when we talk about role of documentation in the insurance business, documents are the evidence that makes both parties agree to what they have accepted. Insurers can enhance operational efficiency and customer satisfaction by implementing best practices in documentation, and when they follow the best practices, it ensures accuracy and completeness, timely submission, meticulous record maintenance, and seamless digital documentation and e-policy management. Clear and accurate documentation is vital in the insurance business to prevent misunderstandings and ensure that policy terms and conditions are well communicated. It also helps the insurer to comply with the regulatory requirements, protecting consumers and the insurers. Keeping clear and updated records of policy details, claim submission, and communication helps settle claims faster and more fairly. In the future, insurance documentation will become more digital with processes like electronic Know Your Customer, making operational simpler, and it will also speed up the onboarding of new policyholders, enhancing security and reducing paperwork. Nowadays, we have special technologies which can be useful for improving documentation, especially the blockchain technology. Blockchain technology provides secure documentation by creating the tamper-proof records of transaction right from the history, and these records contains all details about the policy right from the prospect stage to the policy till policy after policy issuance. This increases the transparency, it reduces the fraud, and also ensures data integrity. And with this deployment of advanced technologies, it will make the insurance system more efficient, secure, and user-friendly. So friends, this chapter is very important. We have understood the importance of documentation. It is not only for establishing the evidence, but it also brings in clarity, transparency in the minds of both the insurance company as well as the policyholder as to the terms and conditions, as to the submissions that needs to be made right from the prospect stage to the policy stage, to the after policy stage, to the regular communications that are made, as well as when the claims are settled. And all this communication are not only essential for the insurance company to keep a record for its timely retrieval and taking actions on it, but it becomes very important from the insured point of view also. Whenever policyholder submits any document, he has to keep a record of it, so that based on that he can monitor the TAT, he can find, see whether the request that he has made to the insurance company has been complied with, has been entertained or not, has been fulfilled or not. And this helps both the insurance company as well as the policyholder to create a win-win situation. Thank you very much.